only possible explanation for that is they were stuffed in by criminal poll workers.
Well, as someone who worked at the polls, and who's not a criminal, I really did work at the polls, and I saw just how slipshod things were there. I think this is a record-keeping problem. I think this is a bureaucratic problem. I think the idea of this being a criminal problem is kind of absurd. It's sort of like when people used to accuse the media of liberal conspiracies. The media is not organized enough to form a conspiracy. People here aren't organized enough to form a conspiracy. The Journal Sentinel has been running stories every day this week trying to prove something, and they prove nothing. They use different numbers every day.
They use different numbers today.
One of those criminal unfilled out things, okay? There's a guy's name, there's his social security number. For some reason they didn't have him fill in his address.
It was his driver's license number.
We don't know how to locate that guy. They said some people possibly voted twice. They went out to everybody they found that they thought voted twice. They turned out to be father and son living in the same house. There was an explanation for everyone they investigated.
Joel, the problem is going to be all of the people where they can't find the person because they don't have the address. That's why it's going to be hard to prosecute
this. You're not talking
10 or 20. You're talking 1,000 here, and everything that people like me claimed was going to happen is now being proved to have happened, and it's still being poo-pooed by your side, even in the face of our now knowing that 5 employees of the Kerry campaign were alleged to have committed felonies on Election Day to try to stop people from voting.
Vandalism had nothing to do with this alleged
It was part of a larger pattern of Democratic corruption in an attempt to steal the election.
Well, it shows that it's easy to have corruption in the elections in Wisconsin. We need major election reform. It shows that we need voter identification, and we need absentee ballot reform, and we need to have people accountable for voting. And I'm glad Viscubic has come into the fray, because we need to investigate what went on.
Why don't you give V.A. McCann a little credit here, too? This is a joint investigation.
He was asked by the U.S. attorney to come in. He did not come in on his own. He was asked by the U.S. attorney.
He has investigated past complaints and found them to be groundless. And I predict, I'm glad this investigation is happening.
So this is a good breath of fresh air.
Because I predict this will turn up no crime.
It's going to be hard.
Some sloppy record.
It's going to be hard on the 1,300. To prove crime, because I think they're going to have a hard time locating the 1,300. I do believe that if they go after the people on the election poll workers who signed cards that should not have been accepted, and they're willing to go after them, I believe that they can find some crime there. That is the problem, though, with the narrow scope of this investigation. If it focuses on the 1,300 cards, if you can't prove who they are, in other words, they don't exist, as many of us suspect, who do you go to charge?
I don't know. And then you've got that larger group of 7,000 that we don't even know what that is, even if those people exist.
We have to remember what Election Day was like. It was near chaos. And you know why it was near chaos? Because people like you want to cut property taxes at all costs. And that's because...
Of course it is. Are you willing to give more money to the city of Milwaukee?
You are cutting government to the bone. You're not willing to pay for elections, and now you're complaining about
Mordecai,
elections.
Mordecai, they're going to have a cleaner election in Iraq today, and they don't even have property taxes. The city election commissioner...
You're not connecting the dots between what you said.
...had the absentee ballots sitting in her office until 6 o'clock on Election Day. They probably never would have been counted. There were ballots that were, I was told, put into the slot after 8 o'clock at night because they were so far behind. The whole thing was chaotic because we were running a corrupt election in this city.
It's not because it's corrupt. People waited 2 or 3 hours to vote. Can you imagine 1,000 people waiting 2 or 3 hours to vote and then going back in line and trying to vote again? I mean, that is just... this conspiracy that you've created is just insane to even contemplate.
But are you suggesting that we don't have any poll workers that would have taken blank ballots and filled them out and put them in?
Yes, I absolutely would suggest that. These workers are trained better than that. They are supervisors watching over them better than that. This is not a criminal conspiracy.
Joel, before the election, would you have believed that the son of Marvin Pratt and the son of Gwendolyn Moore would have gone out, gotten together with 3 other people, and in a planned operation got out and slashed the tires?
There have been dirty tricks in every election. These people used to be famous for doing it. Dick Tuck on one side, and on the other hand,
there's always been dirty tricks. But on the other hand, you can't believe that the staff of the Election Commission might have corrupt people. You can't believe that some people would have been voting more than once, and you also can't explain where those 8,000 votes came from. I don't know if there's going to be criminal charges.
But you explain them by making up a conspiracy.
If there had been a more proactive effort to deal with all of those dubious registrations that came in advance,
right,
and if there had been an attempt to more aggressively challenge people who voted on Election Day, we wouldn't have had any of this. Coming up, I-94 is...